Nocturnal Animals takes the fourth wall and moves it to the side, gives us a postmodern tale of multiple narrative angles that is prime for the arts. Tom Ford, the director, who's also the fashion icon and also directed A Single Man, brings his sort of eye for fashion and design to the shots of the film here, and also the main character, who is played by Amy Adams. Amy Adams along with Jake Gyllenhaal and Michael Shannon, who Michael Shannon may be the best actor working today. But anyway, what we have here is a tale of regret and really a red versus blue state framing. We see Amy Adams as a successful and unhappy New York artist. She works at a gallery, something probably near the Guggenheim, and is launching a successful opening of her art, which is some type of performance art combined with perhaps sculpture of morbidly obese naked women, and that's the opening sequence. And her husband doesn't make it to her art opening and has sort of a classic affair going on in their sort of icy and depressed marriage. Serves as the backdrop for what then is a, spoiler alert, a book that arrives in the mail. The book is written by her ex-husband, a romantic wannabe writer from 20 years ago, who just finished his book. As she reads the book, the movie flashes back and forth between the present and the narrative, and basically the book is about who she sees as the main character, Jake Gyllenhaal, but that's also her ex-husband. She sees him as a young wannabe writer who's moving across country with his family and gets forced off the road by a group of hooligans in Texas. And so the movie sort of plays off of the sort of stereotypes of what happens in rural Texas and what happens in big city New York, and sort of the negatives of both the cold and septic life of the New York City successful artist and the rural sort of deliverance-style violence of the sort of poor and unfortunate rural Texas. What happens after the car is forced off the road is the father, Jake Gyllenhaal, and with his wife and sort of teenage daughter forced to endure sort of this tense, violent undercurrent of where things could either resolve quickly or go horribly wrong, and for dramatic purposes and in the movie, things go horribly wrong, resulting in rape and murder. And then the movie becomes a tracking down of if they can capture the guys who did it and perhaps subject them to a vigilante form of justice. And so the film is really about the violence of it's a tale of what type of violence men are subjected to or should be subjected to, and whether that they should sort of rise up to meet that in order to protect their families or not. The undercurrent for the film is the backdrop for the lost marriage between Gyllenhaal and Adams's characters, and the senses that Gyllenhaal was too much of a romantic to sort of to fight in regards to the sort of Walmart, Best Buy job that would fight to keep their marriage together. He continues to be the romantic writer and finishes the book, which is now a masterpiece, which sort of gives the spark of living that Amy Adams has been missing. So this is a movie about looking back at sort of missed opportunities, at door number one, at not following through on your sort of romantic ambitions. And it's about the unhappiness of life. The movie ends with a seeming second chance of Amy Adams and Gyllenhaal to get back together now that she's read his book and discovered that she actually does regret the abortion and the lost marriage, but instead he stands her up, spoiler alert. So the movie does become about life and about how you don't get a chance to make up for your mistakes, which is a sort of an un-American and unhappy thought.